The following program is sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.
The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of Mid-American Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again another week. And we're going to start right off with the definition of a word. The definition of the word today is mimic. Mimic. I want to read you the definition of the word. To imitate, typically in order to entertain or ridicule, a person skilled in imitating a voice, mannerisms, movements. I'm literally reading this right off the internet here. To copy, to impersonate. Now, why am I talking about the definition of a word mimic? Because today's show, the title of it is called The Ways That Our Industry, our being the financial services industry, tries to mimic the creation of income. Now, you hear me week in and week out talk about income, the importance of income, how to create income. But I want to talk to you today about ways that income is falsely created, like a faux type income. So we're going to actually talk about several different things, some of the ways the industry so popularly tries to do that. And we're going to talk to you first about the need for income. Why is it so important? Now, if you're in or nearing retirement, the need for income cannot be overstated. We're going to talk about a couple of the ways that are the most common ways that our industry loves to try to mimic income. We're going to talk about some of the things that you're taught, your financial advisor has taught you, or you've read or learned, that are acceptable in today's stuck-in-the-90s mentality market. If you've listened to our show on and off, you'll get the definition of that term, stuck-in-the-90s. What I mean by that is, we went through a generation from 1982 through 1999 where basically the only way most financial planners think you can actually grow assets or create income is through market-based programs. And I call them stuck in the 90s mentally. And then finally, we're going to talk about how to create income. So we got a lot in store today. So with no further ado, let me start with a question. I'm going to start with the question of what do you look for when you grade your portfolio on how well it's doing? What are you really looking for in that portfolio? Or should another way of saying that is, what are your primary goals with that portfolio? Now, I'll bet you thought, when I just asked that, growth. We're so programmed into growth, we think, well, I need growth. Well, how much growth? 6, 7, 8, 10, 12%? What do you want in growth? You know, most people you ask that question to, once they are done joking around saying 27% growth, they'll say, you know, if I could maintain a 5 to 6% growth rate, I'd be happy. Well, I'm going to take it a step further, and I want you to think about this for a minute. I want you to write something down if you're not driving. If you're driving, just think about this. And that is a formula. The formula is, ready for this? It is TR equals G plus I. TR equals G plus I. And what that stands for is total return equals growth plus income. Now, we automatically gravitate toward growth. We think growth is absolutely the only way to do it. Matter of fact, as I talk to people week in, week out, I just had somebody in the office that is thinking this way, that you only have two choices. You either have the money in the market, and the market's been good the last year, hadn't it? But do we think it's going to continue on that way? Some of us do, some of us don't. But we either have the money in the market, or we take it and entirely put it over into a bank account, make nothing on it. So why not put it in the market, especially with the way the market performed last year? Well, I'm here to tell you total return equals growth plus income. Let me give you another question. If I were to say to you or say to you all out there, I know of a CD, a local bank, very reputable bank, FDIC insured. This bank is offering a 10% interest-bearing CD. 10%, guaranteed 5 years. No catches, no gotchas, truly 10%. How many of you be interested in that? Everybody listening. By the way, there is no bank doing that, so don't call in for that bank name. But my point is, you would all be interested in that. Let me tell you something. There is no growth in that CD. You're thinking, what? Now you're confusing me. No growth. It's all income. So you'd be happy with that 10. Matter of fact, you'd probably be happier with that 10 than you would be 10 based out of the stock market, because it's reliable for 5 years at least. But you understand there's no growth. So my point is, it's not all about the growth. That's all an income-based strategy. The point is, at the end of the year, you just want a total return. I'm going to talk to you about how you can break that down and why it's so important to shift some toward the income as opposed to the growth, a much more reliable, predictable way of doing things. Now, why is it more reliable and predictable? Why is it important to shift from the G to the I, as I so often say in my office when I'm visiting with people? Because the G can turn to an L. Did any of us listening to this radio show ever see the G turn to an L? Ever in the last couple of decades? About twice. Once in 2002, once in 2008. Let me ask you another quick question. How many of you think it potentially could happen again? And this is why I always say, why count on the buy and hope strategy that the market will continue to grow when it may or may not, when you can have income that you can rely on every single quarter? Now, if you're thinking, how in the world, what is he talking about? Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, I look at my portfolio and I don't think it's creating that much income. Hey, if that is a concern of yours, give us a call. Well, you know what we can do is take 15 minutes off the air, free of charge. I don't mind doing it. And let's analyze and see how much income your portfolio is actually creating. See how much the I is producing as opposed to all the G. You know, give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. We can take 15 minutes off the air, analyze your stuff, give you an idea how much income you're actually creating. Is it something that fits your situation right now where you're at in life and how close you are getting to retirement, and give you some ideas on how you can reallocate? Again, 800-611-1966. All right, now let's talk about why is it important to switch from the G to the I. Well, you've heard me talk about this before. Some of our loyal listeners have. And you've heard me talk about the historical trends of the market. Well, I'm going to talk about it again briefly right now. Let me talk about what I call the history of the market. Now, this is not Mark Falter's opinion of the history of the market. This is literally the historical trends of the market. The market has averaged 8% since, it's around 8, a little less than that, 8% since 1900. I'm talking the Dow Jones now. Matter of fact, actually, it's funny. If you break that down, it's not a total of 8% growth. It's 2% dividends and 6% growth, adding up to 8, but that's kind of beside the point here. Historical trends, 8%. Now, we look at that and we think, well, that's why I'm there. That's why I'm risk equals reward. I'm risking it. I'm getting the reward. The reward is 8. Well, let me tell you something. How about if I told you There are points in time that are very predictable and repeatable where the market doesn't quite average that 8. Those points in time are called secular bear trends. Now, I'm not talking bear trends. I'm talking secular bear trends. What the heck's the difference, you say? Well, let me tell you what the difference is. During bear markets, of course, the market's going down. Bears are actually included into these secular bear trends. From 1900, the year of 1900 to 1919, we had our first secular bear trend. From 1920 to 29, we had our first major bull market. Actually, it was the second best bull market in history. From 1930 through 54, we all look at that as the Depression, but it was another secular bear trend. The market didn't come back to its 1930 highs until 1954. 1955 through 61, another bull run. 1962 through 81, another secular bear trend. Then 82 through 99, the stuck in the 90s generation. A generation where we saw market making 17, 18, 19, 20%. And now we headed it back into, according to all stats, another secular bear trend. 1999 through current date, the market has averaged an overall positive return of about 3.5%. You say, what? Market's done better than that. I'm going to tell you, if you'd have put $10,000 in 1999 and pulled it out today, you'd average around a little over 3.5%. Now, what you're thinking of when you think of that 8, 9, 10, 12%, you're thinking of 2009 to now. But really, the market has done these major gyrations sideways. So let me tell you something about history. And I often ask people when I start this, how many of you, generally speaking, more often than not, think history repeats itself? Most people agree. The market is controlled by people. People repeat themselves. As long as people continue to do the same things, the market will repeat itself. Well, let me tell you a little something about history. Every single time we've entered into one of these secular bear trends, every time, not once or twice or three times, well, I guess three times would be all times, we've never exited one without at least 3+ corrections. We've never exited one in less than 20 years. I could get into a description of how the price-to-earnings ratios also tell us across the indices that we're in another secular bear trend. The point is, we got another third dip coming. I really do believe that. But here's the thing. If you're getting near retirement or you're in retirement, you know, it's like I often tell people, say I'm wrong. You know, if somebody said, hey, what do you think the market's going to do next year? I'd bet them, you know, maybe go up, maybe go down. I might bet them $100, $50. But would you bet them $500,000? And you think, well, no, well, that's what you're doing when you put $500,000 of your 401k or your IRAs into the stock market. You're betting that thing. And I'm telling you, history tells us we got a third dip coming. Now, that's why it's important in those later years to shift from the G to the I. Now, what the industry, the financial services industry, wants to tell you is you don't need to switch from the G to the I. You need to keep it in G, keep the pedal to the metal, hang in there. It'll come back when the market goes down. How many of you ever heard that back in 2008? Hang in there. It'll come back. Well, let me ask you something. That worked in 08. Now we're talking another 9 years. You're 9 years older. Do you have enough time for it to come back? You know what the industry tells you is that you can take that stock market-based portfolio and pull 5% a year out of it every single year and never run out of money. Matter of fact, they call that the 5% cash flow rule. Well, let me tell you something. The 5% cash flow rule, you can find it on one of the major, if I mention the name of the mutual fund, everybody on here listening would know it. Well, let me tell you, I could tell you a story about an older lady that came into our office. And in 1999, she was told by her well-meaning advisor that you could take 5% a year out of your account and never run out of money. In 2013, she was broke. Broke and crying. I don't deal well with women crying. Well, the reason was of a thing called reverse dollar cost averaging. I talk about this all the time in my RMD workshops and my IRA workshops. Reverse dollar cost averaging will flat cannibalize a portfolio. The stock market addicted industry thinks it's totally okay to do this. Let me tell you, it doesn't work. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the G and the I and the total return, the historical trends of the market, the third dip. And I got a lot more to tell you about some of the ways that the industry tries to mimic income. But but I'm going to have to take a break. So we're going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the ways that the industry mimics income and how you can avoid some of those ways. Now, if you're sitting here thinking to yourself, you know what? I've been hearing that from my advisor. Hang in there, it'll come back. Well, of course, you haven't heard it last year because it's come back a little bit. But back in 2008, I can remember that. And I'm a little nervous, Mark, about where things are at right now. I'm a little nervous of the fact that earnings reports aren't coming in, yet the market keeps going up and it shouldn't be up right now. Hey, give us a call, toll-free 800-611-1966. Let me tell you something, and I do this often. I want to do it again because this show is very important. I don't want you to just listen to this show and get some good verbiage out of the show. I want to put some concrete information in your hands that you can use to help you get on the right path. And what I'm going to do is for the first five callers that call in, I want to put a book in your hands by the name of The Return on Principle. A book written by a friend of mine by the name of Dave Scranton, Return on Principle. Now, you can go on Amazon and buy that book for $23. You can give our office a call. For the first five callers, we will put that in your hand because we want to give you something that you can actually develop a roadmap out of. The Return on Principle. Give us a call, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our philosophy at Mid-American Tax Advisory Group is that we are the coach who assists you in identifying and working towards reaching your financial goals. Our seven-step educational process helps you identify your objectives and develop the strategies and tactics that will allow you to work towards your goals. And here it is. 1. Identify lifetime objectives and strategies. 2. Understand all of your options. 3. Determine your risk profile. 4. Build your allocation model. 5. Optimize your investment allocations. 6. Identify tax reduction and catastrophic protection strategies. 7. Schedule regular periodic reviews. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
It's tax time. All right, here we go. Hey, do you feel like your tax person is just entering the data and not really doing any strategizing? Do you feel like your tax person, financial planner, and estate planner should all be on the same page, but aren't? Call Mid-American Tax Advisory. We're going to do your taxes for just $79.99 every year. No catches, no gotchas. We know our clients' estate planning needs, income needs, and tax needs, and integrate all three under one roof. Again, $79.99, the same price every year, no matter how complicated your return is. Our seasoned pros will be happy to do your return and show you just what your current tax person is missing.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Personal returns only. Must be 62 or older.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. We just had to have a break, but before the break, we talked about the need for income, why income is so important. We talked about the formula of TR equals G plus I, total return equals growth plus income. We talked about how it's so important to have the more of the I and less of the G, because the G can turn into an L. Now, what the heck am all these letters stand for? The growth can turn to loss. It's why you need more income, why getting growth through income is a much more reliable way to do it. Talked about the market, the historical trends of the market, and the potential third dip that's almost certainly imminent, and that's coming in the 5% cash flow rule. How many of today's stock market-based advisors put you into these computer-generated algorithms that tell you that you can pull 5% a year out of your account and never run out of money, and we've talked to you about how that has been debunked time after time after time. Well, I want to talk to you about in the second third of the show some of the ways that the industry mimics income. And we talked about that word mimic, basically a faux type income, not real income. Well, one of the most popular, we've seen a lot through our office and we've been seeing for years, are variable annuities. Variable annuities are a type of annuity where you're still in the stock market. Hey, many people, you don't know how many people I've talked to that have said, you know, I got a variable annuity, it's giving me a 6% guaranteed return. And I look them square in the eye and I say, you do realize they call variable annuity for a reason. It varies. They're not guaranteed. Well, no. My advisor told me I'm getting a 6% guaranteed return on my money. You realize that's a rider that you put on there? It's not a contract guarantee. It's an income rider. And this rider, P.S., is costing you about 1% to 1.1% a year. And most people don't know that. You know, we had a lady calling in off of one of our radio shows, and she called in with some questions, and she didn't realize, hey, the rider's costing one. Oh, and P.S., those little mutual funds that you have in there, the ones you can buy for 7/10 a year out on the street, the same fund inside that variable annuity, that's costing you 1.2% a year. So now you're at 2.2. Oh, and by the way, there's a thing in there called a mortality and expense charge. Mortality and expense, M&E cost. That's 1.25 a year. Heck, I've seen these things get over 4% in a year. Let me ask you something. You got a variable annuity. You ever wonder why when the market loses money, it loses all the money that the market loses? Like if the market goes down 50, it goes down 50, but it never really has come back. The thing never really makes money. You ever wonder why? Because it's the single most expensive way you can invest in the market. Well, this is why, one of the ways that the advisors today try to mimic income through these income benefit riders. You realize these income benefit riders, you're literally paying someone to hand you your money back to you. I mean, really, when you sit down and you figure it out, if they start handing back your money at 65, you got to live about 85 to 87 just to get an overall 2% return on your money. I mean, heck, anybody can do that for you. And you think these fees, you know, it's the single most expensive way to invest in the market. Well, I'm not the only guy thinking it. Hey, I would encourage you to go on to FINRA.org, FINRA.org. Now, what is FINRA? FINRA is the governing body that oversees the sales of these variable annuities. Now go to FINRA.org and type in that little search box in the top right-hand side, the word variable annuities, and look at what you come up against here. Industry issues, variable, I'm literally reading off of FINRA's website right now. Industry issues, variable annuities. Right below that, FINRA fines Bank One for unsuitable variable annuity sales, inadequate supervision of fixed and variable annuities. Go on below that. David Lerner, associate suspended for conducting new sales of variable annuities. 30-day fine, $400,000 fine, or 30-day suspension. Oh, here's a real juicy one. FINRA takes disciplinary actions for variable annuity abuses and issues investor alerts about variable products. Then another one down here. FINRA, investor alert, variable annuities beyond the hard sell. You want to know why this has been such a big deal for FINRA over the last several years? Because of lack of disclosure. Most people that own these things think they're getting a guaranteed return. Most people that own these things don't know they're paying so much in fees, and they're just literally being handed their money back. I'm telling you, people, these are one of the ways the industry loves to mimic income, but really does it at a very expensive price. Now, again, if you've got one of these types of annuities, and you're thinking, by golly, I knew, my gut was telling me that that wasn't a good thing. I wondered why my account wasn't making that much money. Hey, give us a call. I'd love to talk to you off the air, free of charge, 15 minutes. And I want to give you some information about them. Free, easily email it to you and give you some information about these things. It'll give you more information of a track to run on, basically, and give you an idea how they work. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now, what's another way that the most, one of the most popular ways the industry tries to create income and falsely? Well, another way is bond funds. Bond funds. Now, who out there doesn't own a bond fund? I mean, if you're in a 401k, you've got those as options. Any mutual fund family got them, has got them. Matter of fact, you've probably got them in your portfolio. Matter of fact, when you went to your advisor and said, listen, I don't want to have so much in the market, or your advisor came to you and said, you know, you really ought to be scaling back. I don't know about this market in 2018. What did they put you in? Bond funds. Matter of fact, the industry, the stuck in the 90s industry, tells you 70-30 stock bond mixture. Where's that 30 go? Bond funds. Now, why am I talking about bond funds? Because there's two ways that you can own a bond. Most people don't even know this. They think the only way you can own a bond is a bond fund. There's two ways you can own it. You can buy the bond or you can buy the bond fund. Let me tell you a little bit about a bond and how it works. There's some parts of a bond. First thing with a bond, you've got a thing called par value. You ever heard the old term, get back up to par or get up to par? Well, that's where they get it from. Now, par value on a corporate bond is $1,000. It was this way long before you or I. So basically you got par. Then you've got the price of a bond. Price fluctuates. Then you've got the guaranteed interest rate, and then you got maturity. Those are your parts of your bond. Now, you got $1,000 par value. Let's just say for the sake of discussion that this bond has got a 5% guaranteed interest rate. You've got a 10-year maturity, and things selling for $1,000, selling at par. The interest rate is based on par. In other words, you're going to get $50 a year out of this bond every single solitary year. You understand, now this is important. Listen to this. Very important. The price of that bond can change. It can go up, it can go down, and your income stays at $50 a year. You paid $1,000, $50 a year. Bond price goes to $900. You basically saw a 10% reduction in the price of the bond, but your income stays the same. Income stays the same. Now, if you wait to the end of maturity, the thing comes back and you get your par value back. So that's why you want to buy them at or below par. So that's how bonds work. Now, enter in bond fund. Well, let me tell you the two big advantages you've got with a bond. Maturity date comes back to par. Income stays the same, the guaranteed interest rate. Enter in bond fund. Falls apart. You don't have a guaranteed interest rate. You don't have a maturity date, which it comes back to. You've only got the price. And what is the one part of the bond that fluctuates? The price. Matter of fact, when you get into these larger bond funds, you'll find that as you track them through history and the market goes south, they go south with it. You think, why? They're bond funds. They don't go down 50% like the market does, but they'll go down 15 or 20. I often use an analogy there. I say it's like a plane with little holes in its wings instead of big holes in its wings. They both go down, but one not quite as far as the other. Why is that? Because you get this effect of, I call it, when the tide goes out, all boats go down. In other words, we have a 2008 scenario, like we talked about that third dip that's coming. When we have that happen, somebody calls XYZ Funds and says, listen, I want out. They don't designate bonds and stock funds. They just want OUT out. So you get a little bit of that going on there, and you see your values in those bond funds drop. And guess what? Your income is not consistent, and you don't have a guaranteed maturity date. Matter of fact, we had a lady call in off of the show, and she told me, Mark, one of the things that frustrates me is I do get income. As a matter of fact, I looked at her fund. It was one of the better-paying interest-bearing bond funds I've ever seen. But she says, I'm living on this thing. Heck, 1 month it'll be $300, 1 month it'll be $500, 1 month it'll be $400. It changes every month. Where when you buy the individual holdings, the income stays the same. So we're talking about bonds versus bond funds. Now, why do advisors sell the bond funds as opposed to the bonds? Because they're easier for the advisor. Matter of fact, if you've listened to my show very long, you will hear that I talk about mutual funds in general, but especially bond funds, as what I like to call the disease of ease. They're easier for the advisor. Definitely not better for you. And you're probably sitting here thinking, you know what? I got that variable annuity. Matter of fact, that variable annuity, part of that money is invested in bond funds. Hey, if that is a concern of yours and you're thinking about that right now, we're going to have to take a break, but I got a lot more to cover when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to really create income and why that reverse dollar cost averaging is so dangerous. So we've got a lot more to cover. Don't touch that dial, but hey, if that's a concern of yours, give us a call. Matter of fact, like I said earlier, I want to put something, some meat on the bone, so to speak. So for the first five callers, I want to put a book in your hands. The book is titled Return on Principal, written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. And the phone number you can, of course, call us at for the first five callers is 800-611-1966. And for the first five callers, I would love to put that book in your hands. If if you're sitting here thinking, you know, I think I got that. I'm not sure. Hey, I'd like to have a second set of eyes look at it. Well, we'd like to give something to you also that you can get a roadmap in which to run and put this book in your hands. Again, 800-611-1966. 800-611-1966. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
The loss of a parent is difficult enough, but it can be made worse when grief is compounded by worry and confusion over the prospect of dealing with their financial affairs. That's why we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist. A recent study from the National Center for Health Statistics suggests that over 30% of retired Americans need assistance in managing their finances and other legal affairs. And of that 30%, over half will make decisions or seek professional advice without their children present. With these startling statistics in mind, we've created a commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, and we're making it available exclusively to listeners of this radio program. For your free commissioned report, the Surviving Child Financial Checklist, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. You know, we've had a lot to cover in this show, and I'm not 100% sure we're going to get it all done in this one show. And if not, we'll expand it into another show. But we talked about, at the very top of the hour, we talked about total return equals growth plus income, the importance of income, how the market's set up for a third dip, the historical trends of the market, how the market goes through predictable, repeatable trends. We also talked about some of the ways that the industry mimics income, some of the products that they've created to mimic income. Don't really create income, but mimic it. Variable annuities, bond funds. And then now we want to talk about reverse dollar cost averaging and how to really create income. But before the break, we said that we wanted to put some meat on the bone, so to speak. For the first five callers, we'd love to give you a book that's, I think, perfect for this scenario. It's called The Return on Principle. That book talks to you about why the historical trends do what they do. We talks about, one of the first guys I've found agrees with the concepts that I've talked about week in, week out. The book called Return on Principle, written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. First five callers, we'd like to put that book in your hands to teach you how to do this. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about reverse dollar cost averaging. Now, many of you have heard of the concept of dollar cost averaging. Matter of fact, if you're in some of these investment accounts, they have what's called dollar cost averaging accounts where they average the money in the market. Well, dollar cost averaging basically means this. You know, how do you make money in the market? You buy low and you sell high. Well, if you invest the same dollar amount over a long period of time, 20, 30 years, you're buying low, you're buying high. Those shares you buy at that low price down the road, 20, 30 years down the road, you make the most money on because they grow. So you're investing every month. And the average cost per share is always lower than the average price per share. That's the magic of dollar cost averaging. You've always, most of you have heard that story. Now, the reverse of which is true. The dollar cost averaging story is a story that works really well for young people, 25, 35 year olds. They have time. They have time to wait for it to come back. Well, let's talk about reverse dollar cost averaging. This is what happens when you listen to that advisor, that stock market stuck in the 90s advisor that tells you you can take 5% a year out of your stock market-based portfolio and never run out of money. What are you doing? You're selling shares. Selling shares in retirement is a dangerous thing. Matter of fact, in my required minimum distribution workshops, I tell people interest and dividends should be paying your RMDs until you're in your late 70s, early 80s. Interest and dividends, not growth. You can't count on growth every year. But if you are selling shares, if you, Now, if you called your advisor and said, listen, I need 10 grand out. I didn't warn you about it. I need it right now today. That's different. But if you're taking $500 a month and he knows about that and you are selling shares in order to create that income, you got a problem. A problem big that you're not going to find out about until it's too late. So let me explain to you how this works. Let's say you've got 1,000 shares in something and it's at 10 bucks a share. You need $100 a month to do whatever it is you need to do, live whatever the case is. You need 100 bucks a month, 1,000 shares, 10 bucks a share. You sell 10 shares, you get your 100 bucks, you got 990. Do it again next month, you got 980. Do it again next month, you got 970. That in itself is a problem. You realize you're not recreating these shares like you were when you were putting money in. Well, now, all of a sudden, it drops to $5 a share. You still need $100. Let me ask you something. Is bill paying optional in retirement? No, you still need that $100. Well, you've got to sell twice as many shares. So where you left off at 970, you didn't drop from 970 to 960. You dropped to 950. You sold twice as many shares because the shares are half price. You see what happens? You cannibalize that portfolio. This is a recipe for running out of money before you run out of life. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. And I want you to think about something for a minute. If you're in your 60s and you're listening right now, think about the investments that your parents owned. Was there much stock market-based investments in there? No, there wasn't. Most of them invested for income. Why? Because they were taught back in the 1950s, invest for income. They were taught the rule of 100. Take your age minus 100. That's the most you should ever have in the stock market. Those teachings were literally thrown out the windows in the 90s. And you know what? Recently, I had someone come in the office and she said something I commended her for because I've been saying this for years. She said, you know, Mark, what's going on right now in the market is reminding me an awful lot of 2007. I said, right, you are. I said, I remember that like it was yesterday. And then I remember looking up at the TV and seeing a 700-point down day, a 300-point down day, a 200-point down day. You couldn't get out fast enough. You realize back in 2008, if you'd have been out of the market in October of 2008, you'd have missed 70% of the downturn. Matter of fact, I'm looking at right now a S&P comparison chart that shows the Standard & Poor's 500 and what it's done since year 2000 to current date. If you'd have put $1 million into the S&P 500 and pulled out $40,000 a year, now that's not the 5% cash flow rule, that's a 4%. Just $40,000 a year, every year, you'd have about $351,000 today. And you think, what the heck? You know, I thought the S&P has grown so much. Well, let me tell you, there's some major negative years in there. I'm looking at 2008 being a negative 37. I'm looking at 2002 being a negative 22, negative 11. See, we got lured into the market back in 2007, and what happened? Well, according to historical trends, we got a third dip coming. So you think, why in the world is my advisor talking market, market, market? Because it's easy to sell right now. But is it really the best thing for you if you're getting near or in retirement? So again, if you're thinking, you know, I've been feeling this in my gut, I don't know how to fix it, give us a call. I'd be more than happy to take a look at your stuff, give you a second set of eyes, give you an opinion, give you an idea on which to, a track in which to run on. Give us a call toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Here we are getting into the last part of the show. I want to talk to you about how to create income. So we talked about, you know, total return equals growth plus income, the need for income. We talked about some of the ways that the industry mimics income. Talked about variable annuities, bond funds. We talked about reverse dollar cost averaging and how it's dangerous, how it will cannibalize a portfolio. Well, now I want to talk to you about how to actually create income. You realize back in the 1950s, this is what the advisors did. You got to realize the clients that they were working with back in the 1950s were clients that literally lost everything in the market. And remember I talked about historical trends of the market. Well, let me tell you a little bit about how corporations work. Take a company, large company. I don't want to mention any names on the air here, but take your large company out there. They need to go build a new building, build a new refinery, do something, and they need money. They will issue a bond to gather money. Now, if they don't get enough money through the bond, they'll issue a preferred stock. Then finally, you've got the common stock. The common stock is money into them. The preferred and the corporate is money out. They're paying out debt, so to speak. Well, those debt instruments pay consistent income every month. Understand now, things that we deal with day in and day out, preferred stocks, corporate bonds, REITs, real estate investment trusts, business development corporations, things that pay a consistent monthly income. The beauty of the thing is you take $100,000 and invest it for income, your income stays the same. Every month you get the same check. You're getting it off of dividends and interest. Now you're not selling shares in order to pay that required minimum distribution. You're taking it out of interest and dividends. Now that is a plan that you can do, take income month in, month out, and never cut into the principal. You know, I've seen sales brochures put out by several of these mutual fund families that say, you know, if you do this, that, 90% equities, 10% bond funds, or 70% equities, 30% bond funds, you have a 90% chance of having enough money until you're age 90, or 80% chance. Well, let me tell you, the clients that I talk to, they want a 100% chance. You know, I've literally seen some of these brochures that say, if you do this, mutual fund brochures that say you will have an 85% chance that you will not outlive your money. Well, let me put it to you another way. Imagine taking a revolver. How many rounds can you put in a revolver? How many bullets can you put in a revolver? 6. You realize you just put 1 in there. Flip that thing, that cylinder, put it back in there and stick the gun to your head and pull the trigger. You would never do that. Do you realize there's an 85% chance you will not blow your brains out? There's only a 16% chance you will. And you listen to that and laugh. Well, how do you like that concept of having an 85% chance of not outliving your money? Let me tell you, I say don't put the gun to your head. Have a 100% chance of not outliving your money. Now, again, we're going to have, I've got so much more I'd like to tell you, but we're running out of time today. But again, what I'd like to do is put something in your hands that can tell you how to create income, give you a roadmap in which to run on. So for the first 5 callers, I'd like to put a book in your hands called The Return on Principle, How to Protect Your Money in Good Times, Bad, book written by a good friend of mine by the name of David Scranton. For the first 5 callers, this $23 book we'd love to put in your hands for free. No catches, no gotchas. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And for our loyal listeners, if you want to catch some of our previous shows, check out our website at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Again, our phone number, 800-611-1966.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org. It's tax time. All right, here we go. Hey, do you feel like your tax person is just entering the data and not really doing any strategizing? Do you feel like your tax person, financial planner, and estate planner should all be on the same page, but aren't? Call MidAmerican Tax Advisory. We're going to do your taxes for just $79.99 every year. No catches, no gotchas. We know our clients' estate planning needs, income needs, and tax needs, and integrate all three under one roof. Again, $79.99, the same price every year, no matter how complicated your return is. Our seasoned pros will be happy to do your return and show you just what your current tax person is missing.
Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Personal returns only.
Must be 62 or older.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter coming at you again. Today's show I'd like to title, an argument for income opposed to growth. Now let's talk a little bit about growth. Growth in a portfolio is what you need. I'm not saying, we talk about this show being the retirement income doctor. I'm not saying that I am opposed to a growth portfolio. Matter of fact, I was sitting in a staff meeting one week and my staff said, Mark, you're so anti-stock market. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm not anti-stock market. I absolutely, positively, as sure as I'm sitting here, believe that the market will come back when it goes down. So when your advisor tells you it will come back, he's telling you the truth, kind of, sort of. When he advises you to sit in there and hang on, it will come back, he's kind of telling you the truth there. I believe the market will average 8% over time. Now, why do I believe these things? Because it's done it. Markets always come back. Markets averaged 8% since 1900, about 7.75 to be exact. But it has done it. But I told them, I said, now here's the big caveat. Like Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story. Here's the rest of the story. The part that they don't tell you on the Pretty Mutual Fund brochure. The part that the advisor seems to conveniently leave out. And that is, it takes time. What kind of time are we looking at? It takes 15, 20, sometimes 30 years. Realistically, it takes 20 years before you can securely say, yes, this will do it. So then the question comes in, why, and this is my point to my staff, why does an advisor tell a retired person that's 75 years old, it'll make 8%, it'll come back? And this was my point to my staff that day. I said, I absolutely believe the market will come back. I'm actually pro-market for a young person. We don't have anybody here, hardly. Our average client's 72. They ain't got 20, 30 years. And you know what they're thinking when you tell them come back? Will it come back in a time frame that I can do anything with it? So back to the point here. Young people need growth. 25, 35, 45 years old, but about the time you hit 45, 50, you need to start switching. So let's talk a little bit about, because I really want to define this term. This term that I'm talking about here is called dollar cost averaging. It's a term that will work for young people. It's a concept that is solid as a rock, absolutely works. The goal for every young person accumulating money should be the accumulation of shares. When you're investing money in the market, when you're putting money in the 401k, it's a couple of things going on there. A couple of things that are majorly different for a retired person. Number one, you're putting money in. A 72-year-old is not putting money in. They're pulling money out. They have to pull money out. It's called a required minimum distribution. We've had shows on those. And the accumulation of shares is key. One of the worst things that a young person can do when the market goes through a correction is sell. They need to buy and hold. Dollar cost averaging basically means, in short, that if you invest the same amount of money every month, you're going to have your average cost per share lower than the average price per share. Well, let me give you the definition right off Wikipedia here. Dollar cost averaging is an investment strategy with the goal of reducing the impact of volatility on large purchases of financial assets such as equities. The bottom line here is if you invest the same amount every month, you're buying low, you're buying high, the shares you buy low, you're going to make more money off of down the road than the shares you buy high. How do we make money in the stock market? We buy low, we sell high. Dollar cost averaging makes the average cost per share lower than the average price per share. So it absolutely positively works. And when the market dips, the worst thing for that young person to do
is sell those shares. A fellow that I went to church with, 38 years old, came up to me and said in 2008 that he'd sold everything in his 401k and went to cash. And I didn't say nothing. I thought, man, what a dumb mistake. You're locking in your losses. Now, it's a different ball game for a retired person altogether. So if you're concerned, are you dollar cost averaging? Are you at a point in which you should change your strategies? Are you at a point where you should maybe start looking at income instead of growth? Give us a call. Hey, we'll spend 10, 15 minutes with you off the air, free, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call at 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And we can actually take a listen to what you've currently invested in. We'll give you some quick input that hopefully can be helpful. We found a lot of people do call in and find it very, very helpful. So that's how dollar cost averaging works. But here's the thing you got to understand. Life changes. So should your investment. Think about it. If you're 72 years old and you're listening to our show right now, are you driving the same car you drove when you were 25 or 30? Are your likes and dislikes the same as they were when you were 25 or 30? Well, no, obviously they're not. Matter of fact, let's talk about houses for a minute. What do young people want? They want the biggest house they can possibly get. Afford, sometimes more than they can afford. What does a retired person want? You know how many people I have come in and tell me that they are scaling down? They want everything on one level. They want 36-inch wide doors. They don't want no steps. So things change. Why do the investments don't change? Now, you're saying, well, my advisor, he did change me. He's got me in a more conservative portfolio. He's got me in conservative funds. What I really love it is when they say they've got me in conservative stocks. You do realize that's an oxymoron there. You're either conservative or you're not. And believe me when I tell you, a stock is not conservative. It's kind of like this. Imagine if you would, if I were to ask you, what is an aggressive, risky career? We go through this list of careers, options. Coal miner would probably be number one on the list, but eventually pilot would come up. We got some pilots probably listening to us today. Pilot would come up. Now you go talk to your next door neighbor who is a pilot for one of the major airlines. Hey, do you think piloting is aggressive? No, I think it's totally safe. Now, aggressive? That's my buddy over here. He's a stunt pilot. That's aggressive. So you got to understand, aggressive is relative. So if you're asking your stock jockey advisor, the advisor that works for one of these large firm that makes their money off you being in the market, wants to charge a management fee, is that conservative? Well, heck, yeah, he thinks that mid-cap growth fund or that value fund is conservative or that dividend fund is conservative. Well, let me tell you, you take that dividend fund and you watch it in 2008 and look at what it did. It lost 50%. So you tell me, are you interested in seeing your values go down 50%? So as life changes, so should the investments. You know what I hear a lot from people that come into our office a lot is, I don't care if I make 2%. Now, of course, we'd like to make more than 2%, but I don't care if I make, I literally had a man say this to me here in the last couple of weeks. I don't care if I make 1%, don't lose me money. The return of my money is more important than return on my money. That's an old Will Rogers saying. How many of you feel that way? You know, retirees need income. They can't afford the risk of growth. You know, one of the concepts I find a lot of people come in with is they think risk equals reward. Well, let me ask you. You talk to that 70-year-old person who had their money in the stock market, and it was 2008, and they were seeing their portfolios drop by 45 to 50% and tell them, hey, risk equals reward. Doesn't work that way, does it? Risk equals reward when you're in the right cycle of the market. Risk equals reward is one of the most unrealistic types of sayings that we believe because we've heard it, and it must be true. Well, let me tell you, it don't always work. There is a book that a friend of mine wrote by the name of David Scranton. The book is called Return on Principal. 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Return on Principal. Be one of the first 5 callers, and we'll put that book in your hands. I cannot say enough good things about that book. Give us a call. We'll put it in your hands. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out on the web at
www.retirement.com.
IncomeDoctor.com. Thanks for listening. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
The preceding program was sponsored by Mid-America Tax Advisory.